Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the slate for you guys. Hopefully you had an awesome and fun All-Star break. It was definitely, it was a little bit of a tiring one for me. I kind of did a lot during it, but it definitely was fun. Nice to take a break from baseball for a little bit, but I'm ready to get back at it. It should be a really nice second half, and then we got football coming, basketball, you know, that awesome time in like October, November, December is not too far away, so get excited for that when we got all of the sports going on during the year. So well, before we do that, let's talk about Fantasy Draft, our sponsor, a little bit. If you haven't signed up for Fantasy Draft, head on over and do that. Use the code Grinders. You should be able to get a promo from that, and check out the site. Fantasy Draft is an awesome place to play at, where you can get, you don't have to play your catchers, don't have to play your shortstops, right? You can play any position that you want. They have infielders, outfielders, utilities, so many different ways to go, and you play two pitchers over there. So head on over, sign up for Fantasy Draft now, and enter some contests. All right, well, let's start going and talking about the slate, guys. Again, it's, for first one back, I don't love the pitching like I thought I would, but there's some decent options that we can obviously talk about. It's not like it's an absolute dumpster fire, right? It's a Friday. We have a lot of games, so let's go. Let's dive right in and talk about it. First game up, San Diego Padres, Philadelphia Phillies. We have an 8 total here, and this is kind of a game where I think Arrieta is kind of intriguing when I look more and more on him. Arrieta gets a matchup against a Padres team that can strike out a ton, right? That's one thing that plays in his favor. My one worry is Arrieta over the last 30 days has definitely had some struggles. His hard hit percentage is up from 29.7% to 45.9%. I mean, that's a 16.2% bump. That's a lot. The fly ball percentage is at 6.6. That's obviously a little bit of a concern as well. So I want to like Arrieta, right? It's the righties against the Padres, even though he has, a 4.02 xFIP, which is solid. The K percentage is only 17%. And you look at this Padres team, you kind of think, okay, like, where are the Ks then? But they strike out a ton. That's obviously something that's going to help us out, against all hitters right here with the lineup they have. It's at 23.7% K percentage. So, obviously this lineup, they will strike out for Arrieta. The just problem is Arrieta's last 30 days, he has had his struggles. I'm a little worried here. Vegas isn't as much worried as I would be. It's going to be wind blowing out the left, 80 degrees. The Padres get a ballpark bump from going from San Diego to Philadelphia. Like, it's weird. I want to like Arrieta. You see it on paper and you think you want to like it, but look in the last 30 days and just the bump in the hard hit percentage, I'm slightly worried. I do think he's someone that's like in my pool that I'm considering right now. If I'm making 150 lineups, I think I'm going to have Arrieta in the pool and get a little bit percentage. Don't know how much yet, but he could be one of those guys that if the Vegas total climbs throughout the day on the Padres, I get a little concerned and fall off on. But I do like his price. I do think that's obviously something to look at. Like 8.5K, he's in that mid-tier range, 15.9K on Fantasy Draft. I think he's someone that you have to be considering in the SB2, but you have your concerns from the what's been going on recently with him. So about Clayton Richard now a little bit, and I do think this is a spot where we just stay away from Richard and maybe look at some Phillies bats. I have interest against the righties mainly. I'm going to look at a guy like Rhys Hoskins. He's going to be someone I really think is a good shot at hitting one out tomorrow. I'll like him. If you can get Trevor Plouffe as a value play, again, I get it. Trevor Plouffe isn't the greatest baseball player, but, FanDuel, you can get him for 2K. So, obviously, that's where the value is extreme. Like 3.6 on DraftKings, I feel like I can find better plays, and 7.4 on Fantasy Draft. But FanDuel, there's a little bit of a value there. Carlos Santana, he's cheap on FanDuel at 2.9, so he's someone to consider. And if you get Kingery, in the 5 hole, that's obviously a little bit of value that we can get at 2.6K on FanDuel. On DraftKings, we have 3.2, and then Fantasy Draft 6.6. So, I think some of these Phillies bats are interesting. Not my favorite spot, to play guys, but I do think we can pick some guys here and there against Richard. Let's go on to the next game. We have the Atlanta Braves, the Washington Nationals. This is an 8 total here with Anibal Sanchez going against Steven Strasburg. And normally I'm someone that's like, okay, Steven Strasburg's on the mound. He's one of the aces. I want to fire him up. But coming off the DL, I don't know. I'm a little concerned. I just don't like taking guys in their first start back. I just have to worry about, how long is he going to go, especially against a team like the Braves. They don't strike out a ton. That's obviously something you have to worry about, too. So I think I'm taking the wait-and-see approach with Strasburg. 10K on FanDuel for him, 10.3 on DraftKings, and then 19.5K. If it was like maybe a 7 or 8 game slate, I'd maybe have to consider him more. But on a 15 game slate, I think I can find ways around him. despite how well Anibal Sanchez has been this year, you know, he's been a lot better than we've expected. I'm probably not going to play him again, obviously, against the Washington Nationals. This is not a spot where I want to be targeting, you know, these Nationals bats. Sure, Sanchez is a 23.6 strikeout percentage, which is only a 7.2% walk rate. You know, the 3.72 xFIP is phenomenal. He's just been really good keeping the ISO down against righties. It's a 162, and against lefties, 142, which is, he's been really good. If I'm taking a deep tournament dart throw, I guess in the mid tier you could take a shot, but I wouldn't go crazy with him, right? No one's gonna play him, so if you play him, you can probably get like a couple percentages and you're overweight there. But I am concerned about this Nationals team, right? They're a good hitting offense. They have a lot of good lefties in that lineup that would have me concerned. So yeah, I just wouldn't go too crazy with him. But I do like some of these Nationals as one-offs, right? Bryce Harper, who knows, Narrative Street after that big you know, home run derby victory. I know people normally are not as good after the home run derby, although that's like one of those things that are talked about. It's a narrative that people say. I don't know how true it is and how not true it is, but Harper, obviously off the home run derby win, he could have his struggles in the second half, but we'll see how it all plays out. But I still like Harper here, like Soto, really like the lefties. Adam Eaton could be a good value too at the top. I don't love too much in this game. I don't think it's a game I'm getting a lot of exposure to. But let's go to the next one now. We got the New York Mets, the New York Yankees, 8.5 total. Noah Syndergaard and Domingo German. And I do think this is a good spot for German. Again, this Mets offense stinks. You know, over the All-Star break, they didn't just magically get better. They are still not a good offense. I do think this is a spot we can take some shots on German. 7K on FanDuel, 8.1K on DraftKings, and 16.1K on Fantasy Draft. I think targeting German here is a good idea. I think he's a solid starting pitcher option. It's just really telling. Noah Syndergaard, he's a plus 146 underdog to Domingo German, which is crazy to think. You know, if I told you that at the start of the year, you would call me nuts. So obviously Syndergaard, you know, coming back from the injury, obviously still working his way back a little bit. And it's the Yankees offense too, right? Really talented offense. I do think Syndergaard's an interesting tournament play, right? The strikeout upside that he has is immense, right? No one doubts how he can get a ton of strikeouts. But, you know, against the Yankee team, we see them against right-handers have their struggles too. If they do struggle, right? If, you know, let's say Stanton and Judge are struggling at the plate, if they become holes in the lineup, that just makes this team not as great. And on top of that, once you start getting those strikeouts on those two, I mean, there's just so much strikeout upside in this lineup, right? So I do think it's interesting as a tournament play if you want to take a shot on it. You know, look at what Jimeno's ownership is and then make the decision if you want to be overweight, underweight, how you want to approach it. But I do think he could be an interesting tournament option. But I like Domingo German a lot more. He's a really good option. Also worth noting, no Syndergaard's price. I didn't talk about it, but 9.8K on FanDuel, 9.3K on DraftKings, and 17.6K on Fantasy Draft. In tournaments, it's really worth considering, guys. So don't miss out on that. I think it's worth talking about. And the weather's kind of down, too, in that game. It's 77.7 degrees. Wind looks like it's not blowing in 12 miles an hour yet, but I don't know. It's going to be blowing in 12 a little bit. Not all the way in, but in a little and enough. So, yeah, worth noting. And this game is in Yankee Stadium, too. So, obviously, another thing, a ballpark downgrade for a guy like Syndergaard. Let's talk about the next game. We got the Baltimore Orioles. We got the Toronto Blue Jays. We got Dylan Bundy and Sam Gaviglio. And, you know, I don't know. Bundy, I'm just surprised, right? When I looked at this game, I didn't. Like, I kind of jumped when I saw the line. I was like, why are the Blue Jays 4.85, you know, run total with minus 140 favorites against Gaviglio? I kind of thought that this would be different. So, a little shocked by that, but I guess with the Manny Machado trade, I guess Vegas is just like saying, this Orioles lineup stinks. It doesn't matter. Whatever they throw out there, it's going to be ugly. And yeah, it's definitely an ugly lineup. I mean, take Machado out there. It's Beckham, Scope, Jones, Trumbo, Davis, Valencia, Mancini, Cisco, and Peterson. I mean, it is not looking too pretty. I do think at Sam Gaviglio's price, I think in tournaments, we could take a shot on him in cash games if you need a cheap SP2 to make things work and get the bats. I don't hate it. I think, you know, the more and more I'm thinking about it without Machado, it just... I you know, kind of said, you know, once Machado got traded, all right, who's the worst lineup, Orioles or the Mets? I mean, they're both pretty bad. So, yeah, I do think Gaviglio is going to be in play here. He's 5.5K on FanDuel, 6.9K on DraftKings, and 13.9K on Fantasy Draft. So I think we need to consider him a little bit here. Because, again, Vegas is thinking the same. You know, they're thinking maybe not the same thing I was thinking. I thought it a couple days ago, but not in this spot. I was just kind of, you know, shocked to see Bundy is like such a dog, but it makes more sense without Machado in the lineup. But yeah, so Bundy, he's a guy I like playing, but against the Blue Jays, I think I'm going to pass here in this spot. I just think there's better guys in the mid tier that have already kind of, you know, some that I've talked about and some that I will talk about that I'd rather take some shots on. So I don't think I'll have too much Bundy. Maybe I'll have a percentage here and there, but just not a guy that I want to be all over here. But if you want to take some bats, I don't mind going the Curtis Granderson route. I think he's perfectly fine. Smoke and Solarte. Again, I kind of keep it simple with the Blue Jays. I don't really stack them up all the way. I normally just take a shot on a couple guys at the top of the lineup, and that's really the approach I've been taking this season, and it's gone well so far. Next game up, we got the Boston Red Sox, the Detroit Tigers. We got David Price and Matt Boyd. This is an 8.5 total. And, you know, the Tigers, they've been good against left-handed pitching this season. And we got a lefty here. But Vegas kind of disagrees with what I was thinking. I was thinking more of like a, you know, 4.1 total for Price. But, you know, the Tigers are currently at 3.59. Giving Price a little bit more respect than I was thinking. For some reason right now, the Plate IQ 2 is not loading. I was kind of hoping to look up, you know, what was kind of going on with Price, because I know he's had his struggles. I want to see the advanced numbers, but I kind of can't get that up right now. But I'm curious what Vegas is seeing that I'm not seeing, because I don't like playing lefties against the Tigers. I think the price is appealing on David Price. You get him for 8K, 14.9K, and 8.4K. That one's on FanDuel. The first one's on DraftKings. The second one was on Fantasy Draft. So, yeah, I do think the price is interesting and appealing against a team that's not that great. But, again, they've hit lefties pretty well this season. It's a pretty righty-heavy lineup. Has me concerned. So, I don't know. I really don't know what I'm doing with Price, right? There's always, I feel like, at least one spot that I'm kind of confused at early in the day. And this is the one spot I think I'm confused with, because I don't understand what's going on with the Tigers here. Why they're getting as much, you know, they have such a low total, because I'd be worried. I really think that the Tigers, they've been hitting lefties pretty well for most of the season. I think it's a spot where I don't hate just letting some other people play Price and hope that he fails. Again, he struggled this year, but it's something, pull up the Plate IQ, guys, look at the premium reports, go to recent trends and kind of like dig in and see what he's done the last 30 days, because I think that's really important. And I just can't get it up right now. There's an issue with it on our end. So, but again, I do think Price is a guy that I'm going to consider, because, you know, if throughout the day things just keep trending, say the total keeps going down, I kind of have to consider him. So, but I'm hoping that the total just kind of goes up, and it gives me the reason to believe that me and Vegas aren't in sync on some things. But all right, now let's talk about Matt Boyd a little bit here. And I do think this is a spot where, hey, if you want the Red Sox, you can definitely play them. I think it makes sense. It just depends. Do you have the money to spend on the Red Sox offense, right? I think I'll be playing Steve Pierce. I think he's one guy I want to get some exposure to. If I can get him for a good price tag, I will definitely be playing him against the lefty. He's one of the guys that has been a little bit cheaper than the others, at least recently. So that's a good source of value on this team. So is Nunez. But again, the rest of these guys are pretty pricey, pretty expensive. So yeah, all in all, if you want to play the Red Sox, just know that you have to pay for them. And it's definitely going to be tough to get in like some top-tier pitching with them. You're going to have to find some other spots to save. Next game up, Miami Marlins, Tampa Bay Rays, 7.5 total here, and here's a pitcher I like a lot, and again, it's maybe not the spot I love, but it's Nathan Eovaldi against Dan Straley, and yeah, it's the Marlins offense, and it seems like against the Marlins this year, hasn't been the most successful spot to target, but I do think this is a good spot for Eovaldi. They have a pretty righty-heavy lineup, you know, I get it, sure, you know, you got guys like Realmuto, who's been hitting the ball well, and Bohr and Dietrich, and this team doesn't strike out a ton, right? We don't have what's his name projected in the lineup who gets a lot of K's. I'm blanking on his name. Oh yeah, Lewis Brinson. We don't have him in the lineup for at least projected right now, but I do think that this is a spot where Evaldi's interesting. Vegas agrees, 3.24 implied total. Evaldi's a -171 favorite. Evaldi's been pretty good recently. I do think this is a spot where taking shots on Eovaldi is a good idea. I'm gonna be overweight on him, I believe, in tournaments, and then I consider him in cash games too. Price on FanDuel 7.2K. On DraftKings 8.2, and then Fantasy Draft 15.8K. So I think he's a really interesting pitching option to get some exposure to today. Dan Straley, I will pass on. I don't think this is a spot I want to really be targeting. It is worth noting this is in Tampa Bay, so we don't have to worry about is the roof open in Miami, is it not? Obviously, it's a good pitcher's park, too, with all these games that normally have hot weather. We don't have as much hot weather as normal today, but I do think that there is some, obviously, out there that we'll get to and talk about. But Evaldi is someone that I think getting this a nice little ballpark is always good to have. So, yeah, I like him. And Straley, fly ball guy. I get if you wanted to play him, but I'm just not really a Dan Straley guy. And I do worry about some of these Rays bats, right? These lefties like Jake Bowers. I definitely think he's a good candidate to hit one out. If you get G-Man Choi in there in the five hole, he could be an interesting source of value. Kevin Kiermaier towards the top, and CJ Cron, he's been crushing the ball. So I do think that those guys are definitely interesting and could be a nice mini stack today. Next game up, Pittsburgh Pirates, Cincinnati Reds. 9 total here. We have Jameson Taillon and Tyler Mallet. And yeah, this game is going to have some weather, I believe, too. So that's something to note. But this is in Great American Small Park. And if we're not worrying about weather and just breaking down the game normally, I do think this is a spot to look at some bats. I would normally be like, hey, I like Taillon. He's a guy I like a lot. I'm kind of, you know, buying him in the future when I can play him in spots, you know, against offenses that strike out a ton. I want to play him, but I do worry about him in this ballpark and with that lineup, they can get pretty lefty heavy, right? Scooter, Jeanette, Votto, you know, they have Winker, Suarez has been phenomenal, Tucker Barnhart, they just get pretty lefty heavy. One thing to note about Suarez too, just to like talk about how good he's been. I saw like numbers on Twitter over the All-Star break. He has like the same exact numbers as Manny Machado since the start of 2017. So that just like puts into perspective how good of a hitter he is. And, you know, righties, lefties, it really doesn't matter for him. And again, like when you have this team can get pretty lefty heavy, it can get concerning, especially in the small ballpark. So I'm not going to play Taillon. I do think a red stack is sort of kind of interesting just for some, very low percentage. I think, you know, you have to get. And I think they could be a really interesting stack that could really go off in this small ballpark if this game plays as usual, though. Tyler Mallet, he's someone that I kind of want to discuss a little bit. He has had struggles this season. He is someone that I think that we can target. And these Pirates bats, they're going out of Pittsburgh. They're going into this small ballpark. This is definitely a very interesting spot. Looking at some numbers on Mallet, sure, the xFIP 4.18 and 22.3 strikeout percentage. You look at that and you say, okay, that's fine. It's actually not as bad as you'd think when I'm talking bad about him. But the hard hit percentage, 48.3% against lefties. Against righties, 35.5%. And then it's funny, right? Against righties, for some reason, he's just really good. Really, really good at suppressing the ISO. It's .096, and the WOBA is 2.68. That's against righties. You look at lefties, 0.401 WOBA and a 279 ISO. This is a spot that hopefully the Pirates manager is watching. He gets Austin Meadows in there. He just loads up on the lefties, right? Give me Dickerson, Polanco, Morant, Josh Bell. If they put Moroff in there, sure, I like him. If Meadows in there, I'm just going to play the lefties. I'll do a full lefty stack. I'll just keep the righties off. I might even X him out. I guess you don't have to X him out because if you think Mally's going to get blown up, then you get some bullpen guys and obviously getting righties in there is a nice way to, you know, a nice way to be different with your Pirates stacks. But I feel like not a lot of people are going to play the Pirates anyways. And you're fine, but I'm going to load up on the lefties. This is a phenomenal spot against Mallet, and I don't want to miss out on a lefty home run that goes down with the Pirates lineup. So love that stack today in Great American Small Park. I will be getting some exposure if the game goes with the weather. Next game up, got the Cleveland Indians, Texas Rangers, 9.5 total here, and so I want to like Trevor Bauer, right? He's a guy I've had a bias throughout the year, and I just need to like wash his bias off, but it's in 104 degree weather in Texas. That's hot. You know, obviously it's better for the hitters. And I normally like lefties going up against the Rangers rather because, you know, a lot of the good hitters on the Rangers are lefties, right? Those are the guys that I, you know, fear if you force me to pick. So, I don't know. I want to play Bauer. I don't know. I just don't really have this strong desire to. And I feel like I'm like living more in the mid tier with some pitchers. And I think it's a better route to go today and I'm getting some bats too. So I'm obviously in this game 104 degree weather, I kind of want to pay up for some Indians, so I guess I'm gonna pass on Bauer. You know, if I have the money and I could pay for him, I don't hate it, because again, the strikeout upside is big against the Rangers, but it is hot out there. It has me a little concerned. But I do think game stacking this game up is not a bad idea. You know, this Indians bullpen is not good. So obviously if, you know, Bauer can have some struggles early on and we can get the bullpen a little early, that could obviously be big for Rangers offense. We can get some at-bats for them. So if you want to like do like a 5-3, you know, play 5 Indians, play 3 Rangers game stack of this game, I wouldn't hate it. But I don't love the Rangers side of the ball. And there's no one that's really jumping off that I'm loving. Maybe like a Senshu Chu because he's just a really great hitter. But I'm going to kind of, do my best to stay away from the Rangers' bats, I think. One set of bats I will not be staying away from are the Cleveland Indians. This is a phenomenal spot. I'm going to do my best to pay up for these guys. I mean, 1-4, Lindor, Brantley, Ramirez, love them. Can't say enough about how good they are. I want to be overweight on all those guys. They're getting Martin Perez, obviously a lefty that, can struggle a ton. There's going to be some value on this team. I think we're going to get possibly Brandon Guyer at the 5-hole and Roger Davis in the 6-hole for very cheap price tags around the industry. We can get him for $2K on FanDuel for both those guys. Then you see you got, 3.3K on DraftKings, 3.6K for Davis. And then you get Guyer 6.8 and Davis 7.7. So again, really nice price tags on these guys. The only thing that's like kind of I'm a little concerned about on like a site like FanDuel is you can only play four Rangers, right? Or not Rangers, Indians, or just not even Indians, just bats in general. You can only play four bats. So like if I play Guyer and Davis together, sure, the 2K price is really nice. But on top of that, I only get two more Rangers to throw in there. Or sorry, not Rangers, Indians. I don't know why I keep saying Rangers, but you get what I'm saying. It kind of is a little opportunity cost if you play both of them. But I think adding one of them in your stack's not a bad route. Even in cash games, not a bad route. And there's a good chance I kind of play four Indians in cash games today if I can. Hopefully, we'll have to see how my roster ends up going because I want to load up on Indians. This is a phenomenal spot. Also, it looks like we have Melky Cabrera in there. Could be an interesting value too. Cheap price around the industry. Roberto Perez, really cheap too. Eric Gonzalez, really cheap. So as you can see, if you want to play three of the guys at the top and then maybe mix in two of the cheap guys, maybe that helps you get in a big picture. There's a lot of interesting ways to make this Indians lineup, I think, today if we get the projected lineup that we have on RotoGrinders. So load up on Indians, 104 degree weather against a bad pitcher. Looks like a great spot here. Next game up, Los Angeles Dodgers, Milwaukee Brewers. We got Rich Hill against Wade Miley. And I kind of like this spot for Rich Hill. I have no Vegas total on it. I don't know why, but Rich Hill's been a guy I've been playing a little bit recently. He's 8K on FanDuel, 8.6K on DraftKings, and 16.9K on Fantasy Draft. I'm a big Rich Hill fan right now. I'm going to keep riding him out, I think. The bats that I normally worry about are the lefties, right? So that's obviously something that's going to be good. I worry about Yelich, Shaw, and Thames. It doesn't look, Thames has been dealing with an injury, so we're going to have him in there. Sure, I'm a little worried about Jesus Aguilar, who's been crushing the ball, and Lorenzo Cain, but we're not going to get through, we're not going to be able to get everything our way, right? But the bottom of the lineup is pretty ugly, too. Hernan Perez, sure, he hits lefties pretty decently, but, Tyler Saladino, Eric Kratz, and Keon Broxton, it's just not a pretty Brewers lineup. Sure, the ballpark doesn't play into his favor going from Los Angeles to Milwaukee, but I do think Rich Hill is an interesting play in your cash games and your tournaments, and I'm definitely going to be considering him. Speaking of the ballpark not being great for, pitchers, it could be good for the hitters, and with Wade Miley on the bump, this could be a good spot to look at some of these righties on the Dodgers. First of all, Manny Machado, if you have the money for a first game narrative, does he hit a dong on the first at bat for the new team? Might. But I think this lineup is getting pretty nice right now when you add Machado in. Our projected lineup on RotoGrinders is like Chris Taylor. Love him at the top. Enrique Hernandez against the lefty. Should it be in a good spot too? Manny Machado, obviously love him. Matt Kemp in the 4-hole. Solid spot. Max Muncy, he used to be hitting a higher line. Now we get him to the 5-hole. We get Logan Forsythe to the 6-hole. Bellinger used to be a guy who was hitting 5. Now he's hitting 7. And Austin Barnes, obviously, could be a cheap catching option if you need to play a catcher, and it could be a good spot. But all in all, this Dodgers lineup is in a phenomenal spot against Miley. I'm definitely going to look to target him. I think the Dodgers are a really good stack that I'm going to look to get overweight on. I think you should look to get overweight on against Miley. Nice ballpark bump, too. Just all in all, a spot that I want to play some Dodgers here. Just something else to note about Miley. His 17.6 K percentage. His walk percentage, 17.6. That's obviously good, right? When you walk more batters, that obviously leads to more opportunities for getting, three-run homers, grand slams, and just, sure, it's a small sample, but he's already given up a hard contact in his 40 at-bats against righties at 64.3%, and against lefties at 66.7%. So just something to note, I do think this is a good spot for the Dodgers bats, and it feels like a day I'm going to have a lot of Dodgers, but we'll have to see how things shake up. Next game up, Minnesota Twins, Kansas City Royals, 9 total here. Kyle Gibson, Danny Duffy, and this is a game I just don't know what I really want to do with. It's 90 degrees, so that's obviously good in this Kansas City park. I do think this is a spot where Gibson, I just don't really play too much Gibson, and I just don't play too much Royals. If you force me to play one Royal, I'll play Moustakas, but that's kind of it for me. I really don't want to go too crazy with this game. And then if you look at Danny Duffy, that's the guy I'm looking to target a little bit. He's been really up and down throughout the season. If I target anyone against Danny Duffy, it's just going to be probably Brian Dozier, right? Just get some exposure to him. We're not in August yet, but when August comes, we do know what happens with Brian Dozier. He's heated up at least the last two seasons I remember specifically. It might be three. I can't remember for sure, but I mean, Dozier's crushed the ball in August, so maybe he starts to turn around. He always has a pretty good second half, though. It's typically been what he's done, so maybe he kicks it off with a bang against Duffy here in this spot. So if you force me to take a one-off on this Twins team, he's the guy I would go. For some reason I don't love stacking up. I know like the total's nice at 4.8. I don't know. I'm just not like gravitating to the Twins as much as I have in the past this season. But I get it if you want to play them. If you like the Twins, go for it. Don't let me talk you off it. But I'm just not loving them today. I might have a little bit of exposure, but not a crazy amount. Next game up, San Francisco Giants, Oakland Athletics. This is Derek Rodriguez and Edwin, I was about to say Edwin Encarnacion, but it's Edwin Jackson. He is not a good pitcher. Derek Rodriguez, he's a guy, too, that we can target a little bit here. I just don't love the ballpark, right, in Oakland, but Vegas is saying, nine total and not the greatest ballpark with not the greatest weather. I think they're expecting some runs to be scored. So, I'll look at probably, Fowler, Jed Lowry, Olsen, and Davis, the typical guys on Oakland, right? The guys I normally play, I'll probably just look at the top and kind of call it a day. And then if I look on the Giants, I'll look at Steven Duggar. He's a pretty good prospect. I think he's interesting. Brandon Belt, if you can get some exposure to him, he's always obviously a really good hitter. And then Brandon Crawford, those are mainly the guys I look at. I obviously throw McCutcheon in there too, because McCutcheon's a good hitter. So that 1-4 I look at with the Giants, but 5-9, I really don't like any of the bats there. Kind of keep it simple. If you want to play these Giants and A's, go for it. Just play the top of the order guys. But, I don't know. It's just interesting to see. Vegas has this game in a 9 total, and you just wouldn't think that with it being in this park. And sure, the pitchers aren't great, but I don't know. It's not the best ballpark for him. But all in all, I guess if you want to play this game, just play the top of the order, guys. But I'm not going to go crazy with bats in this game. Next game up, Colorado Rockies, Arizona Diamondbacks. We don't have a total yet on this game, but we got German Marquez against Robbie Ray. This is a spot that I really like Robbie Ray, guys. I'm going to be all over him. Sure, I do worry about the hard contact he's been giving up this season. I do worry about Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story. They can scare me, but I do think there's a lot of strikeout upside. I do think at his price, there's some value there. We get him 7.6K on FanDuel. We get him at DraftKings. He's pretty nice too, 8.8K. And then Fantasy Draft, he is 7.2K. So I have to like Ray here a little bit. He is someone that I'm definitely going to be getting some exposure to on this slate. So Robbie Ray, cash game tournaments, fire him up. Think this is a really good spot for him. Jordan Marquez on the opposite side, he's been good this season, at least better than you expected. I think with Marquez, he's had his ups and downs, but I do think Marquez is a guy that we could take a shot on in tournaments. It's a good pitcher, a pitcher's park in Arizona. I think he's someone that we can definitely look to consider a little bit. Again, not a guy I'm getting a lot of exposure to, but I think he's someone to consider a little bit. Again, look at the numbers, 3.91 xFIP, 23.3 K percentage. Again, he's not in Coors Field. That's obviously going to help him out. He's had his struggles at times, against lefties, giving up a 344, wOBA against righties, 315. Sure, he has some problems here and there, but again, he pitches in Coors, right? That can obviously be a problem, but in this spot, I do think we can take some shots on him. And you can take shots on a couple Diamondbacks bats too, right? I think we can take maybe a Peralta or a Lamb. Just really look at the lefties here. Don't hate that. This Diamondbacks lineup has gotten a little bit stronger. John Jay, Goldschmidt, Peralta, Pollock, Lamb, Marte, Descalso, Avila. It's definitely a lot stronger Diamondbacks lineup. So it's obviously something to note too. To be a little concerned about Marquez, but I wouldn't hate it if you're looking for a cheap pitching option. But I've talked about a lot of these guys in the mid-tier, and there's probably some others I like, so I wouldn't be surprised if Marquez kind of fell out throughout the day of my projected players, but I do think he's in play and someone to consider. But I love Robbie Ray. He's going to be a phenomenal play, and don't really like any of the bats in this game. Next game up, Houston Astros, Los Angeles Angels. Is an 8 total with Dallas Keuchel against Tyler Skaggs. And I think this is a spot to really like the pitching more than the hitting. Skaggs, he's had a pretty solid year this season. He's someone that he's going up against this Houston team. I don't know if I really want to target them up, but if you look at the numbers, 3.48 exit for Skaggs, 25.8 K percentage, walk rate is at 6.9%. He's been really good, so I get if you want to take a shot on him, but there's a lot of righties in this lineup, so obviously can be a bit concerning. So they're not striking out a ton at 17.8%. Sure, Skaggs has been good, but it just feels like wrong matchup, wrong slate, so I'll probably end up staying away. I already talked about a lot of other mid-tier guys that I like, so sorry, Tyler Skaggs, I'm a fan of you, but this just isn't the right slate for you. Now let's talk about the opposite side, Dallas Keuchel. And, Keuchel, he's a good all-around pitcher, like, really phenomenal, but just the K upside's not as much there. Looking at this Angels lineup, we have projected Fletcher, Simmons, Trout, Upton, Kinsler, Marte, Calhoun, Maldonado, and Blash. So if you look at this lineup, we got him projected at a 21.8K percentage for these hitters. If this lineup is ugly at the bottom, which it kind of has been a little ugly at the bottom recently, and if it is ugly, I don't hate Keuchel. The problem is that his K percentage is only at 17.8%. That's something I obviously worry about a little bit. He just doesn't get a ton of strikeouts. But I think on this slate, if you want to play Keuchel, you could get away with it. It's not my favorite play on the board, but if you're feeling like he's a better, safer option and it makes you feel better playing him rather than kind of taking some shots in the other guys. But I do think he's going to do a good job of kind of getting through this game with only letting up maybe a run here and there. So that's obviously something to note. I do like on the opposite side, I got to talk about Mike Trout. I'm a big Mike Trout fan. The thing known about like Mike Trout is if you look at his plate IQ, and again, Mike Trout, he's a good hitter. He can hit anything, but if you throw him anything like low, the one thing I will note is there's the two spots low in the zone, right? In the middle part and the right part, he absolutely crushes the ball. The one part he does struggle is the inside one, and that is where Keuchel puts it. But, sure, Keuchel does put it a lot there, but he does put it a lot in the other spots. He just puts it mostly in that, left spot. He puts that 11.65, and then the other ones, it's 8.23. And then 7.59. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. Just look at the plate IQ. You can kind of tell where the ball is thrown by Keuchel. But even though he throws it in the one spot a lot of the time, that doesn't mean that he's going to get it there. And if he throws anything in the low in the zone, like Trout has a good shot of mashing that thing out the park. So I do like Trout. I think if you want him as a one-off, go for it. I think it's perfectly fine. But don't love too many bats in this game. More spot to look at some of the pitchers. Last game of the slate, we got the Chicago White Sox, Seattle Mariners. And this is an 8.5 total here. We got Wade LeBlanc against James Shields, and James Shields, he is not a good pitcher. He's found a way to get it done this year, though. I will give him credit. I don't know how he's pulled it off, but he's found a way, even with that 4.92 xFIP and that walk rate at 9.1%. He's found a way to get it done enough to trick us a little. But I do think these Mariners bats are in play. If you want to go with Seager, Cruz, Haniger, Segura, Gordon, that 1-5 is pretty phenomenal. I obviously wouldn't argue that. Vegas agrees with a 5.04 applied total for these guys. We also don't see that too often in Seattle, so that's worth noting, right? Just seeing a 5 total in Seattle is not that it's shocking, but it's something that we don't get often. So it's worth noting that Vegas is buying in on the Mariners on this slate, so that's something to obviously consider here. Let's talk about Wade LeBlanc now. He's got a 4.19 xFIP this season, K percentage only at 18.1%, walk rate at 5%. You know me, if you listen to my content, I'm normally someone that says, hey, when I can get a spot to play the White Sox against a lefty, I'm definitely interested, but I'm not as interested today. It just doesn't seem like the greatest spot against LeBlanc. The ballpark's not the best. If you want to take a shot on like an Anderson, if he's at the top of the lineup at shortstop for a good value, I wouldn't hate that. Or Jose Abreu, who's just too cheap, or Davidson. I guess I don't hate it as a cheap stack, but I don't know. I'm not loving it today. It's just not my typical, load up on the White Sox kind of day against the lefty. So you also look at the numbers too on the plate IQ, where LeBlanc has had his struggles against lefties rather than righties. So that obviously has me a little bit concerned. Sure, the sample's small at 93 plate appearances only against lefties, compared to 272 against righties, but he's definitely been decent this year. So I don't know. I'm not really going crazy with targeting LeBlanc in this game. So, but that about wraps up the slate. Before we get on out of here, let's talk about a couple of my stacks that I really like today on today's slate. We'll start it off with the Indians. That's obviously one to love. You guys know that, though. It kind of feels like a Coors-esque, Texas slate in Arlington. Just the heat is hot. Definitely going to load up on some Indians. I think they're one of the better plays, but I do love the Dodgers, too. I think this is a phenomenal spot for the Dodgers. I'm going to look to get some exposure to them. I think they can get to Miley a little bit early, where we don't get that good bullpen, too, from the Brewers. Who knows, after those hater tweets, are they going to even open play hater. Is he going to get like in trouble for that? Probably not, but maybe he's in his own head too and has some struggles as well from all those all-star break tweets that we saw. But I do think Miley's definitely going to have struggles. We're going to get, you know, we won't get the good bullpen of the Brewers. So I do think this is a great spot to load up on Dodgers. First game with Manny Machado there, right? The team's going to be excited. Definitely we'll kind of rally around that, I think, right? That good team atmosphere. So I like the Dodgers too. They're another stack that I'm going to get some exposure to. But thanks a lot for joining me, guys, on the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. I'm going to get on out of here. See you guys later.